Hello and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. I thank God that we're able to be together to start our day, to start this week in prayer. Today is Monday. This is the 12th week since Pentecost. Today we continue our reading of Mark's Gospel. Now we begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew through the abiding Word of God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter, beginning at verse 42. Jesus said, "If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go into hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but salt, if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourself and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes it's difficult to tell whether or not we should take Jesus' words literally at face value, just do what he says as it comes across, or if we should regard what he's saying as a figure of speech. Today's reading leaves no question that Jesus is speaking in metaphors and hyperbole. And we can be sure that the church has always considered it to be this. I do not know very many, or if any, stories of anyone coming out of the confessional being told to gouge out their eyes or cut off their hands. So we can breathe a sigh of relief. We're not being asked to cut off hands or gouge out eyes. But the warning about creating stumbling blocks or causing others to sin is certainly serious. And at the same time, the warning against holding parts of ourself more dear than our faith in God, our loyalty, our commitment to God's righteousness. So in many ways, Jesus' figures of speech may actually be more painful to live out. In this way, Jesus has us consider what might be keeping us from loving and trusting in God, from following Jesus, for living in the way of Jesus or in a way that bears right witness to who Jesus is. What causes us to sin? Or what leads us into temptation? What is it that we're praying to be delivered from that might even be something within our power to cut out of our life? But we also have to consider that what Jesus is talking about here at its core is about our faith, our trust, our love for God. Stumbling blocks are those things that trip us up, that keep us from trusting Jesus. An example of one is one that we've come across here already in Mark's Gospel when Jesus is in his hometown they stumble over the fact that they've known him as a young man and as a child, and it keeps them from believing that he is the Holy One of God. Causes to sin are those things that make us unfaithful to God, that lead us astray, that trip us up and destroy our faith. These might bring harm to others also, right? Or give them cause to doubt God's goodness or love for them, might lead others into sin. Can we make a clean cut from these things? Well, sometimes that's not easy, because some of the things we cherish most have the power to lead us away from loving and trusting in God. This could be sports, it could be hobbies, it could be family itself. In some ways, everything that we love can potentially become an idol, something we love and trust more than God. Sometimes it might just simply be a matter of putting things back into perspective, of using things in an appropriate way. Sometimes we fear, love, and trust money more than we do trust in God for our abundance, and that might simply take a matter of putting things back in order and understanding how money is a tool to do the things that God has called us to do. Sometimes it also might, this also might cause us to rearrange our whole life. Baptism itself is one of those clean breaks. In baptism, our whole self is drowned, and a new creation is raised to new life, filled with the Holy Spirit to live before God. Whatever it might be that hinders our faith, we can be sure that Jesus is serious about guarding and protecting us. Jesus is jealous of us, our soul, our love, our trust. And the same goes for all of God's people. So while these words might seem shockingly harsh and painful, they are, in the end, really about showing us the deep, deep, and serious commitment of love that God has for us and for our neighbor. And because of that, we will want to do all that we can to help, support, guard, and protect our neighbor in this life, as well as encouraging them to trust and love the source of their life, to guard their faith in Christ as well. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gifts of relationship with others, for the communion of faith in your church. For what else are we thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all of your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, and for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. For who else or for what else do we pray this morning? Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.